Well, welcome back to the Teaching Fishing Podcast. Again, I'm Captain Lance Valentine, and we are so thankful that you joined us. Today in our feature segment, we're going to talk about boat control. Now, we're into early fall, late September, if you're listening. And we're going to spend some time in October talking about specifically about fall fishing for walleye. But what I want to do today is take just a minute to talk a little bit about boat control, because as we approach fall, and fall walleye fishing usually takes place in most of the places that we fish here in the Great Lakes, takes place in open water trolling. Now, some of the places you may live, or if you fish smaller inland lakes, a lot of fall fishing takes place not only in open water, but also on structure, very, very tight, very specific structure spots. So boat control is absolutely critical in fall walleye fishing. Now, unlike bass fishing or musky fishing, or anytime you're casting a lure, walleye fishermen traditionally use their boat to position their lure. So if we're vertical jigging, or we are even anchored up or drifting down a river, or we're trolling, or we're working baits on a piece of structure, we're almost always using our boat to actually position the lures, as opposed to just taking the boat and then casting. So boat control becomes extremely critical. So I'm going to spend just a few minutes talking about some tips and tricks to get you some great boat control. Let's start with electronics, electric motors. Lots of combinations for speed control. So let's start there. Let's start with speed control. And you can do speed control with your main engine, depending on what size you have or how fast you need to go. A lot of walleye boats have kicker motors on them. But in the last couple of years, bow-mounted electric trolling motors with enough thrust, 36-volt systems, over 100 pounds of thrust, long shafts up to 72 inches long that we can use on our big walleye boats and in heavy water, have really kind of become part of our trolling equipment. So I'm a big believer in bow mount electric trolling motors. Now, I wasn't a couple of years ago, and we'll tell that story sometime next winter. We'll talk about the how I became associated with MotorGuide XI5, but I think having a bow-mounted electric trolling motor is going to help you in almost any boat control situation. Again, I use the MotorGuide XI5. Absolutely love it, and we'll talk about some of its features a little bit later in another podcast. But anything that you use on the bow helps. And the reason it does is this. Pulling from the bow is much more effective than pushing from the stern of the transom. So we can get much better thrust control, much better speed control, and much better direction control by using a bow mount. So if I have the option, that's my first choice, is to use a combination of just the bow mount, or traditionally, I use my 200 horsepower E-Tech. I can put that in gear, get 1.7, 1.8, 1.9 miles an hour on my boat, and then what I'll do is I'll use my XI5 to get a little bit of extra thrust to get the speed I want, and then I'll use that. Also, I'll use the GPS and the heading feature on my XI5 to actually steer the boat. So a combination of both of those works great for open water trolling. Now, I used to do a lot of trolling with my kicker motor, and I no longer have a kicker motor, but sometimes I will just use my transom motor, won't use the bow mount electric. And I want to talk a little bit about something that most of you probably have in your boat and probably don't use to its full effectiveness. And that is a set of what we call boat control bags. Now, we didn't call them drift socks. We don't call them trolling bags. We call them boat control bags because they can be used lots of different ways. And we'll talk about different ways as we go through future podcasts, and they become relevant to the boat control to specific presentations. But today I want to kind of talk about boat control bags kind of in the realm of open water trolling. Now, I know guys will put bags out to slow their boat down, and that's usually how people look at a bag. Hey, I just want to go slow. But if you're doing that, you're missing a lot of the functionality of a trolling bag. So let's kind of go out in the fall and talk about some situations we're faced with. Lots of times in the fall, not only are we trying to slow our boat down or control our speed, but we're also faced with wind, waves, if you're fishing the Great Lakes, current. So where can boat control bags help us? Even if we can get our speed right with our big engine and or our kicker, where can boat control bags actually help us? Well, let me tell you a few little things. First of all, you want to make sure you have your boat control bags close to the bow of the boat. You don't want them hanging out the back of the boat. You want your bags running about amidship. So you're going to want to create some way that you can attach them to your boat on the forward part of your boat. Up on the front deck is my favorite place. I have two cleats in my TraxTech track that go all the way up to the front deck where my trolling motor is mounted on the bow. And I can run those cleats anywhere I need to run them inside my track on both sides of the gunnel on the forward part of my boat. And that way I can adjust where my bags actually run. And I like my bags to run about amidships. Now, the reason I like that is a couple reasons. You want to run your bags forward because, again, they're not just for speed. They're also for boat control. So here's what happens. If you've ever been out on the water and you're trolling and you're faced with either traditionally usually a wind that's pushing you from the back, what happens a lot if you get waves over 1 foot, 2 foot, 2.5, 3 foot waves, some of the waves we're faced with a lot of times in the fall, is your boat actually pitches. It goes up and down on those waves. And every time you go up or down, a couple things happen. Your direction is affected because the boat will slide left or right. And your speed is affected because it's going to go faster or slower. Putting a set of boat control bags on the bow of your boat and running them forward of amidships helps you not only control your speed, but it also helps you by keeping the nose of the boat pinned down. So instead of that boat rolling up and down and yawing and going up and down and pitching up and down on those waves, what it does is it actually stops that and holds the boat. It pins the nose of the boat down and the boat kind of drives through the waves instead of going up and down on the waves. A lot better boat control, a lot better speed control, and it's going to help your lures run more smooth through the water. The second thing it does is it stops the ability of the tendency of the boat, of the nose of the boat, to want to drift left and right. So what happens is those bags, again, pin the nose down. So we're going to keep the boat lower. The boat, the nose of the boat is not going to jump up and down. And it's not going to move left to right because the bags are actually pinning the nose of the boat to the surface of the water. So we're going to get, again, better boat control, better direction control, better speed control. That's all part of catching more fish, especially in the fall. Because in the fall, sometimes our window of speed for catching fish is sometimes only 1, 2, 3/10 of a mile an hour big. If you get outside that window, you're not going to catch any fish. So paying attention to boat control and keeping your speed control and direction control better with boat control bags on the front is going to help you catch more fish. The third way you can use boat control bags that are not just speed, what you can do is you can, a lot of times in the Great Lakes, we're faced with current. So the wind will be going one direction, and maybe the current's coming at a 45-degree angle and actually pushing the boat, making the boat kind of crab and pushing. It feels like we're trying to go downwind, but the current is pushing us off of our line. In that situation, what I'll do is I'll put a small boat control bag on the upwind side of the boat. So let's say I'm trolling due north, and the current is kind of coming from the direction behind me, from it, the current is kind of coming from the southwest. So it's kind of pushing the nose of my boat to the right or to the starboard. What I'll do is take a 20 or 24 inch boat control bag. I'll put a very, very short rope, put it on the port side of the boat up towards the bow. And what that does is that stops that current from pushing the nose of the boat around to the starboard. So remember, boat control bags pushed forward and put in place forward on the boat are going to help you stop the nose of the boat from going up and down in the waves, stop the wind from blowing the nose of the boat left and right and take you off direction, and they're also going to help you stay straight if the current is not exactly parallel to your direction of travel. So again, bags that you have in your boat, guys, don't just use them for speed control. Use them for boat control. They're called boat control bags for a reason. Hook them up on the front of your boat, run short rope so they're just barely in the water. You're going to be a lot more efficient and catch a lot more fish by being able to control your boat exactly the direction and speed it needs to be, especially in the fall. By paying attention to those little boat control details, you're going to catch a lot more fish this fall. And fall fish are usually big fish, so you may end up with the fish of a lifetime.
Fall is trophy walleye time, and the best way to experience a fantastic fall walleye fishing in Lake Erie is to attend a Teach and Fish and Walleye Education weekend. Join Captain Lance Valentine and members of the Teach and Fishing staff for a weekend of fishing, fellowship, and education. A walleye education weekend combines fishing, seminars, on and off water workshops, and information sharing on the water to provide anglers an opportunity to hone their fall walleye fishing skills and have a chance to catch the fish of a lifetime. Held in Huron, Ohio, on world-famous Lake Erie, a walleye education weekend includes lodging, meals, boat launch, and storage, seminars, workshops, waypoint lists, and much more. Anglers without a boat are always welcome and will be paired with boat owners willing to take a new fishing buddy out for a day of fishing. Spots are limited and fill fast, so check out the details at walleye101.com Click on the Walleye Education tab and sign up today.
Okay, welcome back to our Teaching Fishing podcast, and welcome to our Tackle Talk section. This week, we're going to talk a little bit about fishing line for fall open water trolling. You know, I do, again, we do a lot of open water trolling. It's one of my favorite ways to catch fish. And fishing line for open water trolling, a lot of misconceptions, a lot of different types of line. And I'm going to give you a few tips here that maybe help you select the right fishing line for your open water trolling, regardless if it's spring, summer, or fall. A couple of things I like to look for in a trolling line. I like my trolling line to be a thin diameter. I like it to have very, very low stretch. I use monofilament. I have tried super lines and braids, and I just don't like the way they act. The depth difference that you get is not that much different than fishing with mono with most baits, so you don't gain a big advantage. And sometimes I think the no stretch in a braided line actually hampers how many fish you actually have the ability to land. So I like a low stretch, low diameter mono with very, very little memory and good knot strength. Now, last couple of years, we've been using the Sunline Supernatural monofilament in 16-pound test. And why 16-pound test? Well, when you look at monofilament for trolling, don't look at pound test. Look at the diameter of the line. And the 16-pound Sunline Supernatural mono is 0.013 or 13 thousandths of an inch diameter. Now, why is that important? It's very important because our good friend Mark Romanak has taken the time to put together the precision trolling books and the precision trolling app that allow you to know exactly how much line you need to get let out, to know exactly how deep to get a specific crankbait. And that is absolutely critical. Precision trolling is Mark's app. So you can go to precisiontrolling.com. And that precision trolling, getting your bait exactly where they need to be, is critical to being successful anytime you're on the water when you're fishing. One of the things that Mark found out when him and the divers went under the water was that line diameter definitely affects how deep a lure dives. Thicker the line is, the shallower bait will dive with the same amount of line out. The thinner the line is, the deeper a bait will dive with the same amount of line out. So why 13 thousandths of an inch? Because that's right around the exact diameter that Mark did all his testing with. So if we use a 16-pound Supernatural Sunline monofilament that has 13 thousandths of an inch diameter, we can read directly off the Precision Trolling book or the Precision Trolling app. We don't have to make any adjustments to our line or to how much line we have out, and we can get our baits exactly where the app or the book tells us. So, very, very low stretch, thin diameter, high break strength, very, very low memory. You cannot beat Sunline Supernatural Monofilament 16-pound test, our favorite for fishing in open water anytime we're trolling. Now, make sure that you set your rods up properly for open water trolling, and always make sure that you have your line counters calibrated. So when you have 100 feet of line out, you actually should have 100 on your line counter. That's a step that a lot of folks miss. Check out teachingfishing.com. Check out our website, teachingfishing.com with no G's. TEACHINFISHIN.com. Click on our resources. Click on our articles. We have an article both about line counter calibration, and we have an article called The Secret of the Bead, which tells you how we set up our rods for maximum effectiveness in open water trolling. So the right type of line, pay attention to calibration and the proper setup. You're going to catch a lot more fish every time you're on the water out open water trolling. Teachingfishing.com, click on our resources. Check out those articles to get your rods ready to go. You're going to catch a lot more fish by being ready and having the right setup and the right line that's calibrated. Catch a lot more fish every time you're out on open water.
Experience the great fishing of the Great Lakes with Captain Lance Valentine on a Walleye 101 educational fishing charter. Lance has been doing educational fishing charters since 2004. A day on the water with Captain Lance involves not just catching fish, but the ability to learn how one of the best on the Great Lakes does it. Learn sonar and GPS tricks, boat control, tackle selection, presentation techniques, and all little tricks to help you catch more fish. If you are looking to be part of the action and learn while on a charter, then Captain Lance is your first choice. Whether it be jigging up Detroit River trophies in the spring, experiencing the bountiful harvest on Saginaw Bay summer fishing, or chasing the fish of a lifetime on Lake Erie in the fall, Captain Lance is ready for your trip. Dates fill fast, so act now to guarantee your spot for this fall and next season. You can find Captain Lance's calendar, trip details, and sign-up information at www.walleye101.com and clicking on the charters button at the top of the page.
Okay, welcome back to the Teaching Fishing Podcast. We're winding up to today's podcast and getting ready to kind of share some information with you. This is our little bit of time we spend, a couple minutes every week, talking about electronics. And today I'm going to talk a little bit about the difference between 83 and 200 kilohertz when you're looking for fish. Now, we get this question a lot. Do I use 83? Do I use 200? And the biggest difference, I use the 83 kilohertz quite a bit when I'm searching for fish. Sometimes I'll switch to the 200 when I'm running fast, but usually when I'm slowed down looking for fish or at fishing speeds, I like to switch over to the 8300 kilohertz or to the high chirp section on my Laurentian. Now, what that does is a couple of things. It widens the first thing is it widens my cone. And traditionally, we've had lower frequencies on our units, usually right around 50 kilohertz. And the problem with 50 kilohertz is even though it gave us a wider view, we were able to see more of the bottom and see fish a little further off to the side of the boat, the detail was not very good. So fish didn't separate very well, and fish slowed up as big globs. It was hard to mark fish, especially with fish that were close together. Well, 83 kilohertz and the high chirp function do something a little bit different. What they allow you to do is actually have a wide cone angle. Remember, the lower the frequency, the wider the cone angle. But because of the frequency it works in, it actually gives us really good target separation. So 83 kilohertz, when you slow down and you're searching an area and you're looking for fish and you want to use your traditional two-dimensional sonar along with your structure scan, maybe switch over to 83 kilohertz. You'll be able to see more fish. Fish arches will have a tendency sometimes to be a little more vivid, a little easier to see. You'll see fish further out to the edge of your cone, and you'll actually be able to see fish a little higher in the water column off to the side of the boat. So the next time you're out in open water and you're searching, take a second to switch from 200 kilohertz to 83 kilohertz. See what you see. You may be surprised how many fish you've actually been missing by running the 200 kilohertz. So check that out next time you're on the water. Switch your two-dimensional sonar to 83 kilohertz and see how much more you can see, especially if you're out fishing open water. That's our electronics tip of the week on our Teaching Fishing Podcast.
Offshore Tackle is the leader in trolling technology and the first choice of the Teaching Fishing staff. With a full line of inline planer boards, releases, and depth control devices like the new Tadpole, Offshore Tackle has everything you need for any trolling presentation for any species of fish. Check out the complete line of offshore trolling products at www.offshoretackle.com. Offshore Tackle, your leader in trolling technology.
Okay, well, thanks for sticking around today and listening to our podcast. We covered a few little things about boat control. Talked about fishing line, talked about our Huron fall trip. If you want to learn how to catch some fall walleye, the way to do it. Our electronics tip focused on using 83 kilohertz versus 200 kilohertz on your sonar. And our Storm Minute focused on our sonar interpretation DVD to help you learn how to catch more fish. Next week, we got some more exciting stuff coming. We got the our interview with our Angling Challenge champions coming up. We're going to talk a little bit more about fall walleye fishing. We're going to have a really cool electronics tip for you and something else from our Teaching Fishing archives here. So stay tuned to teachingfishing.com for the next podcast. You can also see all of our seminars, all of our downloads, all of our video tips, and all of our articles and other resources to help you catch more fish at teachingfishing.com. Hey, have a great week, and I hope if you get out and go fishing, the fish are biting where you're fishing. And let us know how your fishing is going at the teachingfishing.com Facebook page. You can check us out and let us know how your fishing is going. Love to hear from you. Have a great week. Catch some fish, and we'll catch you back here next Thursday for the Teaching Fishing Podcast.